door and patio.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Holiday shopping season is finally here. Whether you've got a naughty or nice name on your list, Four Men on Exchange and Nuti Boutique in Pennington Square have the perfect gift for everyone. Shop local art, handmade jewelry, soaps, home decor, and men's items galore. Enjoy samples of gourmet snacks and cider all throughout the holiday season inside Nuti Boutique, while Four Men on Exchange is going to be your new go-to place for gifts, garments, and gear. 122 East Main Street in downtown Pennington. Happy holidays from Nuti Boutique and Four Men on Exchange.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too. Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Walt Dibb, Tulip Road Rage. I'm looking at the All-State playoff predictor above me on ESPN. It says Notre Dame 59%, Miami 11%. I mean, I think Miami's chances are a lot better than that. I mean, I think Alabama, what are we saying? Are they already basically saying that if Alabama loses, they're still going to be in? Because to me, if Alabama loses, then Miami jumps them. And I don't think BYU is beating Texas Tech, although I think they may compete better than they did previously. We'll see. A couple things. Buster Faulkner is apparently signed on with Florida. I love that for Florida. I think that Sumrall and Buster Faulkner is a great pairing at Florida. I think Florida has somehow aced the exam. I would rank the Franklin hire number one at Virginia Tech. And then I think the Sumrall hire at Florida is the second best hire of the cycle. And I love the Faulkner addition at Florida. And I think Georgia Tech's going to fall apart next year. I mean, I think there'd be like a 4 or 5 win team. We got a Georgia Tech fan on hold. I'm not saying that for that reason. Ramona. Texter wrote me and said, wasn't it Farrell Cooper? It was Farrell Cooper. It was Farrell Cooper. You are 100% right. That's right. I knew it wasn't Newton. I just couldn't quite think of who it was. It was Farrell Cooper. You are 100% right. Thank you, Texter. And thank you for listening all this time as well, because obviously you're a longtime listener and know that. Yeah, it was Ferrell Cooper who the insistent was that he was a defensive player. I just didn't see it. I thought he was an offensive player. And again, it's similar. This kid I could see going either way. I just think he looks more natural with the ball in his hands. Again, that's why he's such a dynamic return guy. And, you know, from what I saw of him in coverage, I guess I need to see more in that regard. And I want to see him improve as a tackle. And, of course, he could do that. I mean, it's not that he's not that he has no aggressiveness. He does. I mean, and it's not that I don't like the player. I do. I'm just not as certain about his long-term positional destination. We shall see. Ramblin' Wreck, how are you?
Good evening, Walter. How are you, sir?
Good. Appreciate you getting in. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you taking my call. Yeah, I was going to call and let you know that, yeah, Buster moved on yesterday.
Yeah.
With Marvin. And one of the reasons they think, I mean, we offered max dollar for dollar what Florida was paying him. Obviously, moving back to the SEC is probably going to be it's not a lateral move. It's a step up in his mind. I think eventually he's working towards a head coaching position. I feel like he can make that happen in the SEC before he could in the ACC. And I think it's a good move for him. Plus, he has a son that goes to a quarterback at Georgia Southern. So he's about halfway. Atlanta's halfway, you know, 4 hours from Statesboro, so is Gainesville. Yeah. You know, he didn't really add any time to his travels up there. His kids. So I think it's a good move for him.
I actually wondered whether he might take some other sort of intermediate head coaching job. I thought maybe like the Memphis job or something, which I thought would be a good fit for him. Memphis has proven a good stepping stone to bigger jobs, and they have FedEx money. So I thought it, you know, and from a Memphis standpoint, I thought it would have made a lot of sense. But I don't know, maybe he wasn't part of that mix.
Yeah, I don't know, but I think he'll be a good fit down there.
Yeah, no question. No question. Innovative mind.
Positive.
Yep, innovative mind and stresses every level of the defense. You know, Florida might get back to looking like they looked when they had Tebow and had Percy Harvin.
Correct. Yep. And I believe they're heading in that direction. I think it was A-plus hire for them, yep. Like you said.
Agreed.
I think they're number two. I think Franklin's number one. I think Franklin is going to bring the ACC to relevancy once again, especially since he brought all the kids with him from
Penn State.
Yep. I think that was a good hire for them as well. What do you think about John David Baker for Georgia Tech? I feel like Brian Bohannon is going to get a shot for our next OC in the bowl game.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be something for him to display. But what about if that doesn't work out? But I think Brian Bohannon was hired just for the fact that Faulkner was eventually going to leave.
Yeah,
I feel like he's going to be what we need probably, but, you know, I don't think I give money to the Institute. I don't sign the checks, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that makes all sorts of sense and gives you some continuity and it should keep you headed in the same direction. Yeah, I think it's a good point. Yeah, I wasn't even really thinking of that when I mentioned this earlier, but yeah, I think you're all over it.
Okay. And next year I think it's gonna be a little rough like you're thinking.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that Aaron Fowler does not sort of with Faulkner. I know they've got a real good relationship there.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's, you know, I know he's not gonna be playing immediately with Legway, whatever they missed, the quarterback there. He may be there. He'd be a redshirt sophomore anyway, so I don't think he'll be competing, obviously, but he will not be QB1. But I'm just hoping he does not leave with Faulkner.
Well, you know, look, I think Philo showed a lot of promise last year. I mean, he played against a damaged Miami secondary and played well in that game. He can throw the ball. Obviously, he's not the athlete Haynes King is, although he's not a non-factor as a runner. He can run. And I basically like him. Which game was it this year, though, that he came in and he looked awful? He came in, like, threw two interceptions and looked absolutely awful. Which game was that?
That was not the North Carolina State game. It was the Wake Forest game. Because he played the entire Gardner-Webb game.
Yeah, it wasn't that. I didn't see the Gardner-Webb game. I don't know. I have to think about it. But there was a game that he made really awful decisions. And I got to think about it. It's out of sight, out of mind right now. But look, the bottom line is you have a good head coach, and it seems like you have a succession plan. So, and as long as Philo stays, I think you know you should continue with some success. I hope you do.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you, Ramble Rock. Good job. Yep, you can get in if you want, 654-7627. All right, Ramona. We have a few more players to do, and the next one on my list is Cameron Cody. 6'2", 290-pound defensive tackle, maybe more than that. You're talking about a compact, powerful man. He stacks and shed. He doesn't have long arms, but he manages to get his arms into offensive linemen and control them, despite some lack of length there. And he manages to control him in that regard. He's a bull rusher. He's aggressive. He's physical. He plays with a great motor. Plus, he's excitable. You know, I'm not sure about his ability to redirect. He's sort of like a mole. You know, he heads in one direction. So I'm not entirely sure about his ability to redirect. That remains to be seen. But I like him. I mean, I think that. You know, we're talking another year. We're talking another player that's going to require some development. But I think what you're going to see is this is going to be a guy who's very difficult to run against in the future. Very, very difficult to run against. And then it's going to be interesting to see what you get beyond that. At the very least, you're going to get a compact, powerful run stuffer who I just think people are going to have a really difficult time displacing and moving. So at the very least, you'll have that. And then what else do I have? I think that I have a couple notes on a couple other guys. J.R. Hardrick, the 6'6", 230-pound edge. I need to watch more film on him. He's going to need to get stronger. He has great length. Tom Allen wants length. He has great length. He's 6'6". He's very long. But he's going to have to definitely go in the crock pot. He's going to have to get stronger and bigger. You're not going to see him on the football field at Clemson until he's, you know, 260 or something of that sort, I don't think. I think he's going to need to get to that range. He's going to need to be able to set a hard edge, and he's not going to be capable of doing that right now. So I think he has talent, and he has great length. He's just a little bit of a developmental prospect. He's not going to be a plug-and-play type guy. Michael Foster, the Fort Mill kid, he's like 6'3 and 230 pounds. I like him. I mean, I think he plays with great energy, great enthusiasm. I think he's pretty explosive. He has some natural bend. He can run the loop. I think there's a lot to like about him. I don't know when we're talking about yet. It's going to take a little bit of time, but he's a guy I can see playing in the future. I think there's something to like about him. I don't know if that's it or not in terms of the players I have watched and have taken notes on. So a lot of that, some of this is new today, and then some of it, the original stuff, go back to Wednesday on the podcast, and you can get some of that. All right, we have miles to go before we sleep here. We have, I don't really know what you're saying, Ramona. We have to get to the all of the championship games. And we will do that soon. In fact, Ramona, I want to do that now. Let's get to that because we're going to run out of time. It's already 6:15 somehow. Oh, also, Ramona, unrelated to sports, you had something. You said to me today, we were talking about the pipe bomb dude who was, you know, living in his mom's basement and that the FBI got. And he's like 30 or 32, whatever, in nice looking houses, nice neighborhood, but apparently has all sorts of pipe bomb stuff. in the House. And we were talking about that, and you wound up talking about some weird kid you knew. I have one too. You have a weird kid, Ramona. All have a weird kid?
Like everybody has a weird kid.
Yeah,
in the
but does everybody have a kid as weird in the neighborhood as yours and mine was?
No.
I am not so sure. So go ahead, Ramona. What was your weird kid experience?
When we were little kids, you know, 10, yeah. 9, 10, whatever.
Yeah.
My younger brother had a friend, and he was really weird, and he was always tagging along. Yeah. He was just a weird kid.
Yeah, they're trouble. Well, you can tell. You can tell they're trouble. Like mine, I could tell was trouble.
Yeah. So he's a weird kid. So years and years later, you know, after we're, you know, way older, you know, in our 20s, the feds, the FBI ended up raiding his house because he was making little bomb stuff in his bedroom.
Yeah, okay. See, that's not like a normal experience for most people.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no. You know? Yeah, so if they'd interviewed me, I wouldn't have said, well, he's a normal kid.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
He was a weird kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he was a weird kid.
See, that's the truth. Yeah, he was a freak.
Yeah, well, one of those kids that you don't want to, like, you know, don't do anything to him because he might snap.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't really think, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really
think that.
But when you think back, you go,
Yeah, mine is a guy I used to play basketball with. I put in a, when I was a kid, we put in a, because I was playing basketball like every hour of every day. And so we put in like a little half court basketball thing in my yard. And then right down the street from me, there was a full court park. And so, you know, I would be in one of those two places. And I had my little lights on my little, you know, 35-foot court or whatever it was. I had my little lights because I was playing, you know, 24 hours a day. And this kid lived above me. He lived on Tulip Drive, which was right above me. He was probably, I don't know, 10 houses maybe, 10 houses from me. I was the last house on, my family's house was the last house on our street. And he lived on the street right above. And he would come down, we'd play basketball every day. And, but he was weird. He was very odd. And he was not a big dude, but he would punch people in the shoulder.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was his regular thing.
That was his thing. Yeah, I knew a kid like that.
All the
like,
time.
Stop hitting me.
Right. All the time, he'd be punching people in the shoulder. It was like his strange way of saying hello or something, you know?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, it was what he'd do. He'd punch people in the shoulder. He wound up murdering, breaking into his brother's house, which was right there, same place. He broke into his brother's house in the middle of the night, and he murdered his brother's wife.
Oh my gosh!
Yep, and went to prison. Went to real prison for murder, as you would expect. And is probably still there.
Good. I'm glad.
I could probably give his last name because it's a fact, and he could probably look it up. I've looked it up. I can't remember. I'm assuming this is a long time ago. So maybe he got out by now. Maybe he got out. Maybe he's punching other people now. But he used to do that with everybody. Nobody ever knocked him out, which was surprising. But
maybe he had that look like Hernandez. You know, everybody was like,
who did?
Maybe he had a look.
Oh, no.
Like Aaron Hernandez.
No. This kid was a skinny. 5'10".
No, I'm not talking about
small.
That. But he was weird.
Weird, not intimidating. There was nothing about him. There was nothing about him that was intimidating. Anybody who wanted to knock him out could have knocked him out. But
apparently.
I mean, but I will say this: I think he would have fought back. I think he would have tried to fight back. So there was something to him. But yeah, he, again,
terrible.
Yeah, like 10 houses away from me, he murdered his brother's wife. That's a bad
That's
one.
Awful.
Murdering
yes.
your brother's wife is a bad one.
That's awful.
And by the way, it wasn't because of any involvement with his brother's wife. It wasn't for any of those reasons. He just he got to the full-blown nutcase thing and just broke in. And when he found his brother's wife in the house, which I guess he didn't expect to find.
Oh, so he just went on and yeah, he murdered
her.
Killed her.
Yeah, went ahead and murdered her.
God, that's awful.
Can you imagine that?
No, that's awful.
Yeah. So mine is worse than yours, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Because
yours actually didn't.
Never did.
Yours actually just planned on someday blowing something up.
Yeah,
where this guy actually did kill his brother's
wife.
That's
terrible. Yeah. That's
both
terrible.
Pretty weird. We apparently
very
lived
weird.
In some.
You know, when you're a kid, don't. I mean, we had another kid in our neighborhood that liked to set stuff on fire. You've seen those kids.
Yeah, the fire starters.
Yeah,
they're not
the arsonist ones.
Yeah, they're not. They're maybe the biggest worry of all. All right, a quick break. When we get back, we will get to all of the conference championship games. Waltip to the Road Rage.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
The holiday season is here, and Elkmont is counting the days to Christmas with a special sales offering for each of the 24 days of Christmas. Items will be added daily and posted on Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages. Elkmont has all the brands you love, like On Clouds, Birkenstock, Extra Tough, Patagonia, Z-Supply, Filson, Columbia, Maui Jims, Costa, and so much more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville and Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Merry Christmas.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
At Ben Mason Insurance, we don't just provide insurance, we offer peace of mind to our upstate community. Whether it's auto insurance, home insurance, or life insurance, we're dedicated to safeguarding what matters most. Located at 188 Blaylock Road, Boiling Springs, we're here and ready to serve you. Call us today, 864-578-7100, and let us tailor a policy that fits your needs. Ben Mason Insurance, your trusted partner in protection.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the one-day or many holiday packages. Lilia Day Spa can create something special for her. A gift certificate is ideal for Christmas and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa 13 years in a row.
Talk about stepping up!
It's time to level up your game. Introducing the all-new ESPN app. All of ESPN, all in one place. Your home for the most live sports and the best championship moments.
The electricity is palpable.
Step up your game with no annual contract required. It's the ultimate fan experience. Level up for more on the ESPN app or at stream.espn.com. Sign up now.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Tip Tulip Red Race. I have no idea what that commercial just was. I have no idea, Ramona. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Clark, I'll get to you in a second. They've been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the best. I mean, everybody knows it. They're the most experienced, the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. You're working with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. Look, if you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bond, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. They've been serving the upstate since 1935. That just doesn't compute. Family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232. Visit them online, gilstraproofing.com. To Clark. Clark, how are you, Clark? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, Ramona, how you guys been? Haven't got to talk to you in a little while.
Yes, it's been a while, Clark, and I hope your situation is going as well as can be.
Hey, we're all systems go, man. We really appreciate you guys thinking about us. And, yeah, we had Thanksgiving last weekend. And
good.
It was great. He's he was in good spirits. He's waiting on Santa right now.
Good.
So, but this week he went for his sixth treatment. He's got two more, and we do surgery in January and to remove the kidney, and going to give him a little break after that, and then we go in and do about, I think, 10 more rounds of chemo. And so we're thinking maybe February, March, and see how things go.
Let's go.
It's still a big, we're praying.
Yeah, 100%. We're praying with you too, Clark.
Thanks, Walt. We appreciate 100%. It. And, like I said, it's put it in God's hands, And, it's life, all of a sudden, sometimes you just take a big hit.
Yeah.
And we're a God-fearing family, and we put everything in God's hands. And if you don't know him, you better know him. Yeah. That's all I can say. But anyway,
when children are affected or afflicted, it's just not the natural order of things. It's not the way things are supposed to happen.
That's like this past week, he'd lost most of his hair, and my daughter went ahead and shaved his head on down, and he's in good spirits. He called us the other night, and he said he's a boss baby. But anyway, going to Clemson football, I've been hearing some rumors about the coordinator from Pitt.
Yes.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Any truth to that?
I can't tell you whether there's truth to it or not, but I've heard the rumors of Bell, and if it was Bell, then I think it would make sense that Heinchel could come along. I mean, I think that's conceivable. I think that's one of the possible outcomes. I don't know. I mean, nobody has told me that, but it's conceivable. There's been speculation about an ACC offensive coordinator. Again, whether that's the case or not, I don't know. But that'd be a workable solution to me. I mean, anything like that would be a workable solution. I've been saying it. I'm going to keep saying it until proven wrong. I do not think the starting quarterback of the 2026 Clemson Tigers is presently on the roster.
I agree with that. Got one last thing, and I'll let you guys go. I got my chips riding on Alabama this weekend, Walt. I mean, they have George's number.
They
for
do.
Some reason.
They it's, do. I mean, I can't deny that. I think George is going to win, but I thought Georgia would win before too. So, and I've been wrong about this. So we'll see.
Well, hey, Walt, you guys take care, and I appreciate everything.
Thank you, Clark. We appreciate that as well.
See ya.
And wish you and your family well. I mean, it's just it's terrible to face any sort of serious childhood illness. It's just not the way it's supposed to be. And so we're certainly thinking of praying for Clark and his family. Let me tell you about AMPM Farms. And oh, by the way, next week I'm going to be giving away gift certificates to AMPM Farms. You are going to want to be here for that. I'm going to be giving gift certificates away. So if you have no prior experience with AMPM Farms, you'll be wanting to take advantage of that. Look, when we say farm to table, we mean it. Platt and Ashley Moore own a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn. True farm to table. They are a farmer's market that is open 7 days a week. They're open all the time. Not when you get there in 15 minutes, farmer's market deal, and everything's picked over. Nay. There's none of that. 100% pasture-raised premium beef. No vaccines or hormones. Virtually everybody else does. Trust me when I tell you this, there is no friggin' comparison. All right? Once you go and get beef from AMPM Farms, and they're professional butchers who are also most of them are trained chefs. They will help you with any cut of meat, including preparation. They're great to speak to. But just from the meat standpoint itself, there is nothing like it. When you go to AMPM Farms and you purchase beef, whether it's their in-house dry-aged beef, the biggest selection in the upstate, or any other beef, you will never go back to wherever it is you're getting beef from now. You just will not. I won't. I get all my beef now from AMPM Farms. It's unbelievable. Weekly burger flights at great discount. Organic chicken, homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, and Travelers Rest, open 7 days a week. Their market also has an insane variety of local vendors, like 70 of them, including Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn, Wild Game Weekends. Seminole Ted gets the Wild Game Weekends there, like bison burgers, elk tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats. Whether it's football season, whether it's holiday time, you want to be the hit of your Christmas gathering, go get a roast from AMPM Farms. And by the way, I've tried lots of the beef. I've tried many of the dry-aged beef, ribeyes. I've tried a tomahawk steak was insane, filet mignon, the hamburger. I'm trying to think what else, all sorts of things. But visit ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com to learn more. Follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of the three locations, Fountain Inn on Allen Bridge Road in Greenville on Lawrence Road, Travelers Rest on South Main Street. We say farm to table. We mean it. Trust me, they're the best. All right, Ramona, let's go. Let's go, Ramona. We have games to break down. Hello? Hello? Is this thing working? Testing.
It is working. Testing. What are we doing, the week?
Yeah, the games.
Oh, okay.
The same way we do every week, Ramona.
Well,
same way we
do. I got a million things going on.
Okay. Okay. Well, sorry to disturb you from your
All
million
right.
things.
Okay. Okay. Don't you want to take Matt?
No, I want to go to the. I want to start these games. We'll take Matt
okay,
after.
The first one is Kennesaw.
All right, I'll take Matt while you get yourself prepared.
All right.
Matt, how are you, Matt?
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in.
Thank you, Matt.
The Indiana Ohio State game. I know conference championships don't really matter if you're going to the playoffs, but how incredible is it that Indiana's in Indianapolis with a Big Ten championship game.
It's all incredible, Matt. And if this game was the SEC championship, we would hear this in our sleep. They would be telling us about this game, talking about how this is the greatest championship game ever played, because it is. I mean, we have two undefeated teams. They're number one and number two. They've basically blown out everybody they've played all year. It's just an insane matchup on paper, and I don't know the reason that it's not getting more attention other than, ESPN is busy promoting Georgia and Alabama, which is just a far lesser game.
I think the winner of that one and the winner of the Big 12 will probably be the national champion, one of those three teams.
But, I think the most dominant teams all year have been Ohio State, Indiana, and Texas Tech. Those have been the three most dominant teams in the country. I don't see how anyone could even argue that. There's all sorts of evidence. I mean, Indiana and Ohio State have basically blown out almost everybody, and Texas Tech has blown out everybody except for the one game they lost. They have 11 wins, all by 22 points or more, including Brigham Young in Utah. That's insane. But, yeah, the Indiana-Ohio State game on paper is the greatest championship game we have ever seen.
One last thing, if I can outrun. NFL, I agree with you, is watered down, and the commissioner has destroyed the sport. Do you think Myles Garrett, if he breaks the record this year, will it matter? I appreciate Walt.
Wait. I didn't get that.
Left.
I didn't get that, Matt. I mean, I heard...
Oh, Matt, call back.
I heard Myles Garrett, and... But I didn't get the end. The will it matter? Is that what he said? Did he say will it matter? If he breaks the record, will it matter?
Call me back, man.
I think it matters. I mean, I don't think it matters for Cleveland. I don't think they're not going to have any rebirth. I mean, Myles Garrett is one of the all-time great players. Oh, we have Matt back. All right.
What I meant, Walt, was will it matter historically?
Oh.
It will be as great as some of the older records of passing that 22 mark. So I should have said that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. I think it matters, yeah. I mean, I think he's one of the great defensive ends in the history of the game. I think that's inarguable. And I think for the most part, he seems like a good guy, too. So I think it matters, and when you're Cleveland, that's what you have to root for, because all your quarterbacks suck, and they've sucked pretty much forever, he's it, he's historically elite. I don't know where I'd put him all time, but he's on that list. He's an active player that would be on that list for his absolute dominance. Yeah, there's no question. He's been truly special. All right, Ramona, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay, so we will take a quick break, and we will get to the breakdown of all the games as soon as we return, assuming Ramona is still ready when we get back.
It's that time of year again. It's time to start thinking about Seneca's Half Marathon and 5K. It's coming 2026, March the 14th. You've thought about it, maybe made a resolution, or thought about maybe doing your first half marathon or 5K. Well, here's your year to do it. Sign up today. And what better way to give a present, too, if you'd like to give a stocking stuffer for the race entry. You can do that. Go to runsignup.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. 313 is a major sponsor with us, along with Henry Ramirez and all the gang at Upstate Medical Associates, our two official sponsors, and Santee Cooper is also involved. It's going to be a fun day. You can check out our website at Race for the Green at Seneca SC Events on Facebook. And if you'd like to know more information, just go to our website at seneca.sc.us. Make a resolution, make a commitment to do your first 5K or half marathon and a relay, too. You can find it all at www.seneca.sc.us. It's Race for the Green 2026, March the 14th.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
It's time to kick off the perfect tailgate and take your team to Ingles. Chips and guac made fresh in store every day. The best meat in town packaged fresh every day. And smiling faces giving you their best every day. Let's be real. In the South, football season is our favorite season of the year. There's a lot to smile about, especially with deals like these. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Everyone knows that Lowcountry Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Lowcountry Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowcountryMale.com.
Upstate Cycling Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Come check out our kids' ATVs and dirt bikes. We also have bikes for riders who are still kids at heart, ranging from entry level all the way to off-road racing, dual sport, and adventure riding. We carry brands like Beta, Cove, SSR, and many more. Delivery is available, and don't forget to ask about layaway plan. Mention the Roar FM to receive $50 off our best price. Call 864-232-7223 for more info today.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm going to write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing.
We got to move. Let me tell you, football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. We're going to tell you about some of the action in a minute. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick your favorite players, whether they'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. I nearly did this last weekend, Ramona. At one point, I had hit 16 straight individual plays, and I was rolling, rolling, rolling. Then I did a couple stupid things. but I went for it. And you can go for it too. But it's just plain fun. I will be in on all of the conference championship games. That's a fact. You will find me living an underdog. I know I got people asking me for some plays. I'm running out of time, so I'm not going to be able to give you anything right now. I haven't had a chance to look yet. But I will be looking as soon as the show. Hey, download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Take advantage of that. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Conservative play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncbgambling.org. All right, Ramona. To the games.
Okay, the first one is, hold on, I got Nima cheat
sheet. You need what? Your cheat sheet?
Now,
how can you possibly say, hold on? It was like 10 minutes ago I asked to start this.
When I went to do these,
yeah.
Most of these are abbreviations. So I
need to speak to Ben Milstead about that.
I had to look them up.
Oh, so you're disgruntled.
I knew what JXST, so I looked that up, but I didn't know what KSU was.
Yeah.
So I looked them all up, but I didn't know. So I have them written down here. So that first one is Kennesaw State.
Yes, it is.
Versus Jacksonville State.
Yes.
And I took, what did I take? I took Kennesaw State.
Why did you do that?
I looked up these, and I was going by wins and losses.
Okay. So who's the, what's the spread here?
Kennesaw State, 8-4.
No. The point spread.
Oh, 1.5.
Oh, Lord. Is this going to be one? I'm going to have to ask you 17 questions just to get the one thing.
Jacksonville State, 1.5.
Okay.
I'm tired, Walt. I got
things. Oh, excuse me. Jacksonville State is 1.5.
Yeah.
And you took Kennesaw State.
That is correct.
And
Kennesaw State is 4-8.
Yeah. 8-4. I also took Kennesaw State. Kennesaw State is what? You just said 4-8.
8-4.
Now it's 8-4.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
8 people took Kennesaw State.
Okay, so 8 took Kennesaw State.
Oh, you took them, too.
Yeah, I just said that. Yeah. Who are the 4 who wrongly took Jacksonville State?
You got
I don't know.
Mickey, Mike, Ben, and Nick.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I mean, Jacksonville State's going to have a field advantage, so we'll see. All right, what's next?
The next one is Troy and James Madison, which I already knew from before.
Oh, you knew this?
Yeah, I knew. I knew that abbreviation. Okay. Abbreviation. Now, James Madison is 22 points, but I took a shot. I took them.
What's
what I was looking.
Wait a minute. What's the spread?
The spread is 22.5.
I have written down 23.5.
Well, you have written down 23.5. It's 22.5 on my paper and on there.
Oh, okay. All right. And so what did you do here?
I took James Madison.
Really?
Because I noticed when I was trying to do them, and y'all probably already knew this, all you people that know sports and I don't. I noticed that some of these games, they've already played them, and I thought, ooh, so that means Troy lost to them, I think. So I went ahead and took them.
Yeah. Do you know what the score of that game was?
No, I don't remember, but okay. I looked at James Madison. It looked like they scored a lot of points against everybody they played.
Yeah, they did.
So that's why I took that 22.
They are a football power, and this number is going in your favor, Ramona.
Really?
Yep. James Madison is now 24.5. So that number keeps going up, and so we played it at 22.5, you're saying?
Yes, we did.
I took Troy. Look, this worries me. The fact that it's going up worries me. It makes me have questions that I don't want to have. But I took Troy. I mean, I think athletically Troy can compete with James Madison. Plus, I think Troy has played in a lot of these type of games. So I will be a little surprised if Troy does not compete, at least athletically. And I just don't see them getting blown out. I mean, I could see James Madison winning 31-20 or something. But I don't know. It just seems like too many points for me. I mean, look, we saw Troy come here, and athlete-wise, they competed against Clemson all game long. And I realize it wasn't a great start for the Tigers, but still, I mean, we've seen Troy compete athletically, and they have athletes. There's just no question they have athletes. So we'll see. It seems like a lot of points to me.
Okay. It was a 6-6 split.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. The next one is, let me get my sheet. The next one is Tulane versus North Texas. Okay, I took North Texas.
You just separated the Tulane's name into two parts.
Tulane?
Yeah, it's Tulane. Tulane.
Yeah, Tulane.
Okay, Tulane.
And like I say, I think they played them before, and I took North Texas. I thought that was kind of handy information, if I remember that's why
okay.
I did it.
Okay, what's the spread here?
The spread on this one is 2.5 for North Texas.
North Texas is a 2.5-point favorite?
Yeah.
Okay, and you took North Texas?
Yes, I did.
I took Tulane. I think Tulane's accustomed to being in these type of games. And I've been impressed with Tulane. I think when they've played some of these other teams in that league, they've looked the part, and I just think they have the history. Now, Mestemaker and the North Texas offense has obviously been very potent, very good, and maybe they'll rule the day. But I like Tulane in this spot. I think, plus it's a home game for Tulane, so I think Tulane wins this game. But we shall see. I'm with Mr. Retzliff and Tulane here.
It's 8-4 North Texas.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So 80, you are going to be wrong.
Okay, and the next one is. UNLV.
Oh, we're another multiple division
UNLV versus Boise State.
UNLV versus Boise State.
I took Boise State. Okay. Boise State's a 3.5-point favorite.
3.5. Mm-hmm. What are they here in real life now? They are, that line's up to 6. Ooh, well,
I might get these wrong.
You took who?
I took Boise State.
I also took Boise State. Oh. And that line's moving in our favor.
Okay.
We laid what?
3.5.
3.5, yeah. Okay. I feel good about that. I mean, first of all, I have Boise State against Dan Mullen, so I'll take anybody against Dan Mullen. I'll especially take Boise State against Dan Mullen because I think Dan Mullen is an idiot. And I don't think he has any idea how to win a big game ever. So I think Boise State will run it down their throats. Ask them how they like it, and be another season-ending loss for Mr. Mullen, which is what he does in every big game. Go all the way back to when he was playing Paul Johnson in Georgia Tech, and they were number one in the country for a while. But they played him in a BCS game, played him twice, and Paul Johnson crushed his A both times. And ran it right down their throat and asked them how I liked it. And that's at a different school. But I don't think anything will have changed. Boise State will rush for 300 yards and crush them. That's what I'm saying. Boise State.
Boise State, 10 to 2. Yeah.
Who are the two?
Oh, gosh. We got Will and Mickey.
Okay.
The next one was BYU versus, I had to look this one up, Texas Tech.
You had to look Texas Tech up?
Yeah, because it says TTU.
Okay. What's the spread?
What? 13.5 Texas Tech.
13.5, and you did what?
I took Texas Tech.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I am Mr. Texas Tech. This is a team I had right before the year. I have talked them up all year. I have talked about their dominance. I have talked about winning 11 games by 22 points or more, something I went and looked up for myself when I gave that stat out, because I don't think the nation is aware of that. I think they are a physically dominant football team. I do not think they can be blocked by anybody. And if you can't block them, you can't beat them. Baron Morton has an NFL arm without question. And they have a bit of a running game. I think Texas Tech is a loaded and really talented football team. And I've been giving them out and picking them in blowouts, and they keep delivering. I took BYU because we have it at what, 13.5? Is that what you said?
Yes.
I took BYU only because I think it's not a lot of points by Texas Tech standards. They're probably beating people by 35 all this year. They, again, 11 wins by 22 points or more, and most of those wins are by like 40. So they have crushed people, including BYU, 29-7. And
yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah, and Tech had some chances to add to that score. They were in scoring position, had some chances to add to that score. The two things I like from a BYU standpoint here. One, actually there are three. You get a second chance at Texas Tech, so you're a little more familiar with them than you were the first time. The other thing I liked is when Kalani Sitake decided to stay at BYU, I mean, that team went berserk. So I think they get a little Kalani Sitake boost here. I think that helps them. And then finally, in the first game, for some reason that's not clear to me, LJ Martin, who is BYU's hammer running back, who's just terrific, he only carried it 10 times. Now, he only rushed for 35 yards, so it was only 3.5 a carry. And again, it's very difficult to do anything against this Texas Tech defense. But I was shocked at the limited number of carries. Meanwhile, Bachmeyer threw it 38, 39 times. That's not the balance that BYU wants. So I think BYU is going to go into this game and see if they can establish LJ Martin to a greater extent, which, if anything, I think will slow the game down a little bit. Texas Tech wins, but I don't know that they cover.
Okay, the next one.
What was the breakdown on that?
That was 9-3 Texas Tech.
Okay.
The next one is Miami of Ohio versus Western Michigan. I took Western Michigan.
Spread?
The Western Michigan 2.5.
I took Miami of Ohio. I just think Miami is accustomed to being in big games. And, you know, this will be close. But a little MAC action. You have to pick somebody. I took Miami of Ohio.
The next one is Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah, Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia 2.5, and I took Georgia. I don't like Alabama, so I just took Georgia.
I also took Georgia.
Well, the whole truthful.
Kirby can't beat Alabama, and no matter how many times, the outcome always comes out the same, and Georgia's going to be without their starting center, which is a problem. But I just do not like the way Alabama's playing. They look like they're getting weaker to me, and I think Simpson is worn out. I think he's been asked to do too much, and I just think Georgia is going to control this game. And now, from a Georgia standpoint, it's vital they get off to a quick start. They can't have these slow, ridiculous starts. They've got to get off to a quick start. But I don't know. It's dumb because the same thing happens every time when these two teams play. So it's dumb. I admit that, but I'm taking Georgia.
Okay, the next one is Indiana versus Ohio State. Yeah. Ohio State's a 5.5-point favorite, and I took Indiana.
Wow. How about that?
I did. I had Ohio State, and I changed my mind.
This number is down to 4 now, by the way. So the money's going on Indiana. I also took Indiana. I just think it's a 3-point game. Ohio State may well win. If you put a gun to my head, I'd say they win. I took them, I would say 24-21 Ohio State. But I think Indiana could win. I do. I think they're all that in a bag of chips. I think they're 100% legitimate. I think they're going to prove that. Whether they win or lose, I think they're going to prove that. When we come away from this game, these two teams should still be ranked 1 and 2. That's how I view it. And so I went Indiana. What was the breakdown here?
Ohio State 7-5.
Okay.
The last one is
the doomsday game. The doomsday game, the next one.
Duke and Virginia?
Yeah, if Duke wins, the ACC gets left out of the playoff.
Oh, okay.
If crappy Duke wins, he shouldn't be in the playoff.
Yeah, Virginia 2.5, I took Virginia.
Okay, why?
Because I don't like Duke either.
Okay, well, they played once, and it was at Duke, if memory serves, and Virginia crushed them.
Good.
And I had that right at the time. Vegas has this line much closer, and look, I think the ACC game is going to be highly entertaining. And the reason it's going to be highly entertaining is Virginia's defense isn't very good, and Duke's defense sucks. And so it's freaking hideous. I think ultimately that's why Virginia wins. The Virginia run game will be the difference here, and they ultimately win. But there are going to be some points scored in this game. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if this is 40-34 or something like that. It's going to be an entertaining game, but I think Virginia wins and saves the ACC's bacon. We certainly hope so, because the alternative is doomsday. We're done. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
And Harry.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Ed Benkin. College football's championship weekend is about to get underway. The first game kicking off in a few moments on ESPN. It'll be number 25, James Madison, taking on Troy in the Sun Belt Championship. Tonight here on ESPN Radio, it'll be the American Conference title game between number 24 North Texas and number 22 Lane. Coverage will get underway here on ESPN Radio at the bottom of the hour. And the game can also be seen in an hour on ABC. Among the games tomorrow will be the battle between the top-ranked teams in the nation. Number 1 Ohio State takes on number 2 Indiana in the Big Ten Championship. Hoosiers coach Kurt Cignetti talks about being better prepared.